Welcome, welcome to Crypto Chat with Chapo, the edgiest podcast in the crypto realm. I'm your host, the crypto connoisseur, Chapo, ready to deep dive into the fascinating world of cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and all things crypto related. But hold on tight, my friends, because this is not your average finance show. We're not here to give you boring investment advice or financial jargon. Oh no, we're here to rock your world with discussions, mind-bending insights, and jaw-dropping stories from the cryptoverse. Now, before we kick things off, let's make one thing crystal clear. This podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes. None of the content you hear is financial advice. I repeat, not financial advice. I'm just a crypto enthusiast sharing my thoughts, experience, and yes, even my occasional moonshot predictions. So buckle up, strap in, and get ready for a wild ride through the ever-evolving world of crypto. We'll explore the latest trends, uncover hidden gems, and maybe even decode the secret messages hidden in the blockchain. Remember, my fellow crypto aficionados, always do your own research. The crypto space is like a wild west. You need to be your own sheriff. Seek knowledge, stay curious, and let's navigate this digital frontier together. So grab your headphones, crank up the volume, and get ready to be immersed in the world of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Prepare to laugh, learn, and maybe even have your mind blown. Let's get this party started. Good, everybody. Welcome to the pod. Today is March 15th, 2024. This is Crypto Chat with Chapo, episode number, 395, and we're moving up towards episode 400, which is really hard to believe considering where I came on this journey. And we can talk about that another time. But today, all the news really is centered around the massive dip we took in the last 24 hours on Bitcoin. We were looking so good. And in the last 24 hours, we have seen an 8% drop. Bitcoin, an 8% drop in Ethereum, BNB, nearly 6%. The one who has been impacted the least is Solana. And Solana has really been pretty much the only thing that people have talked about in the crypto space, where they are just absolutely on a tear with their meme coins. I'm going to say that is the meat of what's going on in Solana. Their number one meme coin for a while was Bonk, which they airdropped way back in the beginning of summer, perhaps. But Whiff Hat is, Dog Whiff Hat is the meme coin. It's just up 32% in the week. The market cap's almost $3 billion. That is the darling of the ecosystem. And I suppose I will talk about Solana. And if you go back through the old episodes, I talked about, you know, I would describe it as the strength of what Solana could be. I talked about it and I thought maybe it'd be a good time to buy when it got into the $20 range. And it did. And then FTX happened, and then I was like, I don't know. It had dropped all the way down to $8. And after I started looking at it, I really thought that Solana could do really well, although I took a step back when it came to, you know, really allocating funds. And people really started to talk about Solana in strength again in the summer. And I faded that. Primarily because I thought that FTX, those assets would be sold upon getting them to the creditors. Well, that didn't really happen. And the price has been on an absolute tear. Do I think it continues? I don't know. If you go back to the first Solana run when it ran up into the $200, maybe even $300 in the last bull run, it ran first before everything else. In fact, they label it Solana Summer. and maybe this is Solana Spring, I don't know. But after that point, things did start to fall off. And when that happened, a lot of the talk was because it's not decentralized, the chain would go down from time to time. It's gone down maybe once in the last few months, but then again, so has Avalanche. I think Arbitrum has had some problems. It's not alone when it comes to those types of things. I am really on the fence on how far it could go. Maybe to $1,000, maybe. It also could simply crumble given the chain isn't quite as reliable as Ethereum, but Ethereum's cost is absurd, but they had an upgrade last night, and I haven't used the chain since then, and I don't know what the gas prices will be, but anyway, I think Solana is probably going to do okay. The market cap right now is at $75 billion, which is just crazy to me. Market cap, fifth market cap. I think it's going to go past BNB. It's the one that's making most of the noise right now. And will that sustain? I am not really too sure. Doge is still looking good at 15 cents. Elon mentioned Doge at a press conference or some presentation when he had his son, and he said Doge to the moon. Hasn't really launched price-wise, but Elon mentioned that using Doge to buy Tesla is on the agenda. And I think everything will be built out when it comes to crypto and Elon and X when they have XPay becomes functional. I cannot imagine a world where Elon, the techiest of tech people, of billionaires anyway, I can't imagine him releasing a product like XPay without the ability to send, trade, swap, pay with crypto. I just can't imagine. Now, I could be wrong. There could be regulatory issues. I don't know for sure. To me, Elon could capture so much of the market and so much of the money in the X platform. And the way you would do that is to have functionality when it comes to playing with crypto and then taking a fee from it. And I think if you can do that across any chain, which I think Elon understands, the amount of money that could be captured is absolutely gargantuan. I guess we will find out when XPay releases sometime this year. There aren't any dates. One project that I've talked frequently about, which I will bring up again in relation to XPay, is Crux de Cusada, that project, which I mean I've talked about several times. It is easily my highest conviction bag. They are getting ready to start their testnet apparently in this quarter, which is only a couple weeks away, the end of it, of anonymous crypto transfers and swaps, and you can send money through the messenger to anyone, anywhere, you know, instantly. Is it a potential that Twitter or X utilizes this technology? I think it's certainly possible. I don't know if that's the case. And it could be simply a race against X or Twitter to have the first product that actually can do this anonymously. There's no way that Elon can make X like a bank, like he wants to do, without anonymity. It's just not, I don't think it's feasible. We'll see how it all shakes out. Today would be a day, if you are in crypto, prices are down, this would be a day, not financial advice, where I would be DCAing into projects that I really believed in. I happen to be pretty well allocated in the projects that I'm very bullish on, such as Crux or X, or Crux de Cusada, that's what it's called. Rainy Studios token, RBX, which is a on Starknet, Arbitrum. I have some Moon coins, Near. I feel really good with where I'm at. If you're new to the game, don't be freaked out by a 10% drop. Could we go lower? Yeah, sure, absolutely, we could go lower. We could melt back down. It's just time for anyone new to the market to understand how these days work. We'll have several green days, and when you see a green day, that's when people tend to FOMO and they think they should hop in. But it's the red days, the really red days, is where you want to come back in with a little bit. And these 10, 15% drops, they're going to reverse in a couple days. I can almost guarantee it. And if it doesn't, well, then I was wrong. And then we start this whole process over. Exciting times in the crypto market, that is for sure. Looking at some of the other tokens that have really done well, Phantom at 74 cents. I was telling everybody at 19 cents. Good bargain. Beam is doing really well. Spoken very highly of that. Starknet at $2.10. Mina Protocol, $1.27 today. ApeCoin, $2. Jupiter Dex on Solana is up to 92 cents. And that's up 30% in the last 7 days. Where do we really go from here is what's everybody's mind. Most people tend to think that we are in the early stages of a bull market. I think that's probably true. I think we are likely to maybe take another little dip that might inflict some pain on some holders. However, I do think that we are going to continue that trend up. We're going to have that halving in April within, you know, a month. Once China enters the market, I'm predicting that we see a full-on launch into alt season. How much higher does Bitcoin go? Not sure, but I really do think money begins to flow into these altcoins very soon, within the next month and a half. And that is where people are going to be made millionaires. Remember, this is not financial advice. This is just me, Chapo, talking about the things I enjoy and my degenerate gambling. As always, be in the present moment, be in the here and now. Do something nice for somebody today. Go out and learn. That's the thing in crypto. You have to learn. If you're here now, you're probably going to have to make this a couple-year journey, and that's hard to do, to hang around. It's tiresome. It's frustrating. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be wins. If you want to make it in crypto, you have to get in, dive in, head first. Don't be afraid to lose money. Don't be afraid to take a profit. Don't be afraid to take a risk. Remember, none of this is financial advice. This is what I did. And treat it like homework. Treat it like it's something that you refuse to quit doing because you know you have the smarts to figure it out and make a little profit. Until next time, this has been Chapo. Have an amazing day. And that concludes another electrifying episode of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Thank you all for tuning in and joining me on this wild journey through the crypto cosmos. Remember, none of the content we discussed here is financial advice, so always conduct your own due diligence. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay connected with crypto community, be sure to hit that subscribe button and follow me on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow me on Twitter at EL_Chapo_GB. Together, we'll continue to unravel the mysteries of blockchain, uncover new opportunities, and share our excitement for all things crypto. As always, keep those wallets secure, those private keys safe, and may your crypto portfolio thrive in the ever-changing market. Until next time, this is Chapo signing off. Stay edgy, stay informed, and stay crypto. Cheers.